This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the June-July issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have reviews in young adult listening. We have a review of Children of Blood and Bone, Legacy of Orisha, Book 1 by Tomi Adeyemi, read by Bonnie Turpin. We also have an interview with narrator Sunil Malhotra and a review of his earphones winner, I Have Lost My Way by Gail Forman. It's read by Malhotra with Michael Crouch and Nicole Lewis. Let's get right to it. Our first review today is an earphones winner, and as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations appropriate for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. Our first review is Dread Nation. It's written by Justina Ireland, and it's an earphones winner, read by Bonnie Turpin. Narrator Bonnie Turpin brings to life the barely restrained sarcasm of Jane McKean, the bold heroine of the first in this alternate history series. Jane was born to and educated by the white mistress of a Kentucky plantation. When the dead of the Civil War rise from the battlefields and become a threat, Jane, like all blacks and Native Americans, must train in weaponry to protect the whites. Turpin's rendition of Jane's first-person voice illuminates her pluck, resilience, and wit. These traits are crucial to Jane's discovery of sinister secrets in a survivalist camp, as they are to her comments on oppression and racism. Turpin moves easily between the emotions and accents of the many characters. She highlights the tension in the plot and clearly expresses the prejudices of some of the characters. Susie Wilde wrote that review of Dread Nation. It's by Justina Ireland, an earphones winner read by Bonnie Turpin. It's available from Harper Audio for 12 hours unabridged, young adult. Continuing in young adult listening, we have The Poet X, written and read by Elizabeth Acevedo, and it's an earphones winner. The author's passion and pacing unite in her rhythmic reading of linked free verse poems telling the story of X Barista. The author, a performance poet, and her heroine possess a gift for arranging words, sequencing sounds, and enriching both with emotions. X is a first-generation Dominican-American teen who has a little too much body for a young girl. She has grown used to deflecting the inappropriate attention of men in her Harlem neighborhood, but welcomes attention from her gentle schoolmate, Aman. Her zealous Catholic mother is blind to X's need to understand love, sex, and religion. X's beloved twin brother is consumed with painful secrets, so X writes to find solace and strength in her own voice. The subject, tone, form, and expression of this audiobook are diverse and poignant. Susie Wilde wrote that review of The Poet X. It's an earphones winner, written and read by Elizabeth Acevedo. It's available from Harper Audio for 3.5 hours unabridged, young adult. Our next review is The Education of Margot Sanchez. It's by Lilian Rivera, read by Almarie Guerra. Narrator Almarie Guerra tells this story of a summer filled with issues of ethnicity, class, sexism, drugs, and the everyday miseries of adolescence. Margot is trying to put the best spin on her punishment of working at one of her family's supermarkets instead of playing in the Hamptons with her private school friends. Guerra's earnest and vulnerable tone helps smooth over Margot's initial spoiled complaints. Her neutral accent for Margot contrasts with the realistic accents of her Puerto Rican parents, peppered with perfect bursts of Spanish, and her South Bronx co-workers. The false bubbly tone of the dialogue when Margot talks to her school friends shoots straight to the heart of anyone who's ever tried desperately to fit in. Listeners will find plenty of drama, heartache, and redemption in this story. Stephen T. Cummings wrote that review of The Education of Margot Sanchez. It's written by Lilium Rivera, read by Almari Guerra, available from Recorded Books for 7.5 hours, unabridged, young adult. Next we have in young adult listening, A Million Junes. It's written by Emily Henry, and it's read by Julia Whalen. In this Romeo and Juliet story, narrator Julia Whalen portrays a strong female character who encounters a magical setting when she steps through a threshold. Jack O'Donnell, a girl who is called June, accepts the shimmery, dark elements that surround her home as she has always accepted the long-standing feud between her family and the Angerts. Each of the men in the story has a distinct voice, and June's father has a commanding tone, while her little brothers have higher pitches, pleading but never whiny, as they negotiate family rules. June's desperate shouts as she navigates the new magical territory are punctuated with quiet moments of love. This audiobook will have listeners holding fast to every word. Amanda L. Costello wrote that review of A Million Junes. It's by Emily Henry, read by Julia Whalen, and it's available from Listening Library for 10.5 hours, unabridged, ages 14 and up. Next, we have Leah on the Offbeat. It's written by Beggy Albertalli, and it's read by Shannon Purser. Narrator Shannon Purser proves to be a great match for the wry, anxious, funny, self-deprecating, snarky, and longing inner voice of Leah, Simon's BFF in Simon vs. the Homo Sapiens Agenda. It's her senior year of high school, and Leah is dealing with a lot, from graduation worries to her unrequited crushes. Her whiplashing emotions are always front and center for the listener, which feels endearing, exhausting, and relatable. While Purser taps right into the essence of Lee's character, she doesn't differentiate voices for other characters, and listeners may find themselves confused about who is speaking during scenes with unattributed dialogue. Still, the story is Leah's, and as prom approaches, listeners will worry right along with her about whether everything is indeed going to turn out okay. Jennifer M. Dowell wrote that review of Leah on the Offbeat by Beggy Albertalli, read by Shannon Purser. It's available from Harper Audio for 11.75 hours of unabridged listening. Next we have Marley Dias Gets It Done, and So Can You. It's written by Marley Dias, read by Damaris Obi. Teen activist Marley Dias's passion for social action is amplified through Damaris Obi's youthful and upbeat narration. Dias rose to prominence when she grew tired of not seeing herself represented in books. She then found 1,000 Black Girl Books with the purpose, there's a hashtag in front of that, hashtag 1,000 Black Girl Books, all one word. With the purpose of collecting and distributing thousands of books featuring Black girl protagonists, Dias opens up about her family and friends and how young people can participate in social activism. Obi's performance is empowering. She embodies the tough and honest conversations Dias is fostering with her peers and offers up tips, advice, and encouragement on how to support a cause. Cheery pings throughout the narration highlight impactful quotes that will inspire anyone who wants to make a difference. Jessica E. Coates wrote that review of Marley Dias Gets It Done, and So Can You. It's written by Marley Dias, read by Damaris Obi, and it's available from Scholastic Audiobooks for 2.75 hours of unabridged listening. Next we have Thunderhead, Ark of a Scythe, Book 2, by Neil Schusterman, and Earphones winner read by Greg Tremblay. Listeners will be instantly hooked by Schusterman's sequel to Scythe, which details the efforts of Citra, Rowan, and the Thunderhead as they try to bring Scythedom back into balance. Citra, ordained as Scythe's Anastasia, and Rowan, gone rogue as Scythe Lucifer, play pivotal roles. But the Thunderhead, a nearly all-powerful AI that manipulates almost every facet of life, takes center stage. Narrator Greg Tremblay's portrayal of the Thunderbird is impeccable, conveying its unhurried benevolence and distant, otherworldly nature. He expertly voices the book's many secondary characters, deftly maintaining consistent accents and crafting well-rounded, believable personalities. Tremblay's remarkable command of accents and pacing will leave listeners eager for more of this engaging series. Sarah Hashimoto wrote that review of Thunderhead, Ark of a Scythe, Book 2 by Neil Schusterman. It's an Earphones winner read by Greg Tremblay, and it's available from Audible Inc. Brilliance Audio for 13 hours of unabridged listening. And this is just a reminder that you are listening to the June-July issue of Audiophile Magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. Okay, continuing now with our reviews in young adult listening, we have Children of Blood and Bone, Legacy of Orisha, Book 1. It's by Tomi Adeyemi, and it's an Earphones winner read by Bonnie Turpin. Bonnie Turpin's breathtaking narration of this exhilarating novel will keep listeners rooted to their seats, listening intently. The story is told through the shifting perspectives of three teenagers in a West African-inspired world that had magic until it was stolen away by a fearful and destructive king. Zaylee is a diviner, a white-haired, black-skinned girl who is destined to help restore magic to Orisha. Turpin imbues her with an impassioned voice, artfully portraying her rage, fear, hope, and determination. Turpin's distinctive voices for Princess Amari and Prince Inan change as they grow in strength and convictions, though on divergent paths. Turpin's captivating narration, with incantations sung in Yoruba, intense battles, and lively, devastating dialogue, make this an audiobook not to be missed. Emily E. Connolly wrote that review of Children of Blood and Bone, Legacy of Orisha, Book 1. It's written by Tomi Adeyemi, and it's a Earphones winner read by Bonnie Turpin. Available from Macmillan Audio for 18 hours, unabridged, young adult. Our next review is Suspect Red by L.M. Elliott, read by Elizabeth Wiley, and it's an Earphones winner. Narrator Elizabeth Wiley superbly brings this extraordinary historical fiction to life. It's the start of summer vacation 1953. The McCarthy hearings are in full swing. Wiley uses a somber voice to narrate from the historical record. Her voice for 13-year-old Richard is full of curiosity, confusion, and a few cracks as he tries to navigate his world. With masterful intonation and pacing, she brings personality to Richard's overprotective mother, his troubled father, his precocious younger sister, and his neighbors who are new immigrants. Richard finds a soulmate in the son, Vlad, and the world these neighbors expose him to forces him to examine what America means. This is a powerful cautionary tale with lessons we still need to learn today. Nancy E. McCarthy wrote that review of Suspect Red by L.M. Elliott, read by Elizabeth Wiley, It's available from Blackstone Audiobooks for 7 hours unabridged, ages 12 and up. Next in young adult listening, we have The Cruel Prince by Holly Black, read by Caitlin Kelly. In this series opener, narrator Caitlin Kelly perfectly crafts the fierce and determined voice of 17-year-old Jude, a human who is desperately trying to fit into the fairy world, despite having arrived against her will and under dire circumstances. When the opportunity to become a spy for one of the princes arises, she's finally given a chance to take control of her life and find her place. Kelly smoothly transitions from one character to the next, creating energized dialogue that reflects the drama of the story. Listeners will be enchanted by Jude and her fantastical world of fast-paced adventure, political intrigue, and a hint of romance. Maria Dietrich wrote that review of The Cruel Prince. It's written by Holly Black, read by Caitlin Kelly. It's available from Machete Audio for 12.5 hours, unabridged, ages 12 and up. Okay, we'll take a little break from our reviews, and we'll have this interview with actor and narrator Sunil Malhotra. Actor-narrator Sunil Malhotra has narrated dozens of audiobooks in the last 10 years, but he still vividly recalls recording his first in 2008. They sent me this gigantic manuscript. This was before iPads and digital copies, and it dawned on me, oh, I have to read this before I narrate it. It's huge. One of the longest projects he's ever tackled, the book was a minefield of medical terminology and included a broadcast of Indian, African, English, and even some Bronx-accented characters. I had to invent a system of keeping track of words and terms and voices. I was learning as I was going, Malhotra recalls. His director, also a prolific narrator, offered an observation that stuck with him. He saw me struggling in the middle of recording that first book, and he told me, you know, narrating audiobooks is like pushing a boulder up a mountain with your face. I always tell that story because it seems that in most books there's a moment when you just have to realize you cannot rush your way through anything. You have to take a bath in it, sit in it, enjoy that it's going to take time. That's what your listeners will have, the time it takes to tell the story. His work on that first project earned him an Audiophile Earphones Award and a reputation as someone adept at handling multiple voices. Malhotra says that growing up as a musician in a family in which multiple languages were spoken helped train his ear. But he describes his ability to create distinct and authentic characters from different cultures as an ongoing research project that involves deep listening and reaching out to friends in a variety of communities. I learned that in college, to go find native speakers and interview them and not just about banalities. When they're discussing something they get emotional about, that's when you start to hear it. That's when you reach the truth of how they speak. Recently, Malhotra enjoyed working on I Have Lost My Way, which weaves together the voices of three teen characters. I love how we, the reader, listener, are submerged into the first-person perspectives of these three characters as they go through the day together, he says. It's a wonderful reminder of how our own experience of the world can be so vastly different from the experience of those right next to us. Also, Harun's finding and coming into himself was such a beautiful story on its own. It was a pleasure and an honor to give voice to it. Though he loves to listen to audiobooks himself, Malhotra really has the time to immerse himself in that experience. These days, he's more likely to listen to Miss Nelson is Missing with his young son in a car. Does he read to him? Always, from the beginning. What's funny is sometimes my son will say, "Don't do the voices, just read it to me." Sometimes he loves the voices, but sometimes he says, "No voices, just be you." Jesse C. Grierson conducted that interview speaking with Sunil Malhotra, and here's a review of his earphones winning reading of I Have Lost My Way by Gail Forman, also read with Michael Crouch and Nicole Lewis. The narrators give individual strength to three characters who are all lost on their life paths. The narrator's intense delivery projects the character's shared sense of isolation and the bonding that occurs after a freak accident. Famed singer Freya, portrayed by Nicole Lewis, loses her balance and falls on Nathaniel, who is portrayed by Michael Crouch. Lewis captures Freya's mix of diva cockiness and fear that a physical problem will destroy her career. Crouch's stilted, faltering delivery depicts Nathaniel's confused condition, along with other mental damage resulting from years with his mentally ill father. East Indian Harun, the witness to the accident, is portrayed by Sunil Malhotra, who captures his accented speech and fear of disclosing his sexuality to his Muslim family. The gripping narrative ends with a stirring song sung by Sasha Abner. Susie Wild wrote that review of I Have Lost My Way by Gail Forman. It's an Earphones winner, read by Sunil Malhotra, Michael Crouch, and Nicole Lewis. And it's available from Listening Library for 7.5 hours unabridged, ages 14 and up. Okay, we will return now to our reviews in Young Adult Listening. And our next review is Batman, Nightwalker, DC Icons, Book 2 by Marie Lu, read by Will Dameron. Will Dameron keeps listeners on the edge of their seats with his narration of a proto-Batman story in which 18-year-old Bruce Wayne experiments with vigilantism. Dameron gives voice to Wayne and his guardian Alfred and the various young women on either side of the law. The novel wreaks havoc on the Batman familiar to decades of comic readers, including changes to his backstory. It owes much to the television show Gotham and should be considered a standalone story, divorced from the rest. Young Bruce falls for teen Madeline Wallace, who is accused of being a member of the Night Stalkers, a gang terrorizing the rich. Is she helping Bruce and the cops catch her fellow gang members before a terrorist attack, or is she setting Bruce up? Michael San Giacomo wrote that review of Batman, Nightwalker, DC Icons, Book 2, by Marie Liu, read by Will Dameron. It's available from Listening Library for 8.5 hours, unabridged, ages 12 and up. Next, we have The Bells. It's written by Janelle Clayton. It's read by Rosie Jones. Narrator Rosie Jones introduces Camilla Beauregard and her sisters with a posh British accent. They are Bells, who live in the enchanted kingdom of Orléans, and they have the ability to transform its natural gray people into beautiful works of art. Ensnared in the world of the aristocracy, Camilla begins to learn that for all the beauty she bestows, there is more ugliness underneath. The large cast of characters is no obstacle for Jones, who comes with a full stock of voices. She routinely switches up her cadence and sometimes drops her accent to bring variety to the courtiers who are vying to control Camilla's talents, including the seemingly benevolent Princess Sophia, whose sweet voice becomes utterly terrifying as the tale unfolds. Jessica E. Coates wrote that review of The Bells by Janelle Clayton, read by Rosie Jones. It's available from Blackstone Audio for 13 hours unabridged, ages 12 and up. Our next review is Love, Hate, and Other Filters by Samira Ahmed, read by Sonila Nankani. Maya Aziz is an Indian-American teen who is struggling to balance her parents' traditional Muslim expectations with her own desires. She wants to attend NYU Film School, and she wants to date a categorically non-Muslim boy. Narrator Sonila Nankani showcases her talents with various language skills and accents. In French class, Maya speaks the language impeccably, and at home, her parents' Indian accents are fully believable. However, at times, Maya's voice has a truly teenaged intensity, particularly as she pines for her crush, in a way that some listeners will find refreshing and others may find irritating. Between each chapter, there's a cinematic glimpse of events leading up to the story's climax, a terrorist attack near Maya's hometown. Nankani handles these as if they're voiceovers in a dramatic film trailer. Shira Pilarski wrote that review of Love, Hate, and Other Filters. It's written by Samira Ahmed, read by Sonila Nankani. It's available from Recorded Books for 8.5 hours of unabridged listening for young adults. That concludes our show for today. But I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we have our editor's picks of the most intriguing titles for June and July, and we will do part one at that time. We also have The Download, Josephine Reed's conversation with Janice Ian, talking about her Grammy-winning memoir, Society's Child. Then I have a series of mini-reviews covering the spectrum of human experience from immigration and gender issues to spiritual possession in Africa, and a few more mini-reviews that are chosen just for your particular audio tastes. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.